Thank you, Denny Shay. Clear my screen. Oh, well, good morning. My body is definitely feeling like it's 7:30 in the morning, and I'm so glad I've got like this amount of sunlight coming in my window to help wake me up. I hope that that you're finding this not too challenging to be here an hour earlier, at least according to our bodies. So this morning in this first talk, for about 45 minutes, we're going to do maybe 15, 20 minute meditation. Then I'll talk a little bit, and then Stephanie will be jumping in and talking some as well. We'll have a break, and then we'll have another hour for us to go. Stephanie and I will sort of be tag teaming, talking back and forth as we go, and then time later for us to all talk amongst each other with questions and things like that. So that's how our morning's gonna go. So find a position that you'll be comfortable in for 15, 20 minutes. And remember, you could always start in one position. Let's say you start sitting and then your body says no. You could lay down, or if you start laying down, at some point you might wanna sit up. Tuning into your environment, looking around, noticing if there's anything that you need to do to feel more secure or more comfortable. And taking a moment to settle in. And settling in a way that works for you. Maybe it's attending to all the senses and allowing them to open. Maybe it's a sensing into the support beneath you and allowing yourself with each breath to melt into that support. How would you do this for yourself? Maybe it has something to do with your breath. Maybe it's a moment of welcoming all aspects of your being, all these guests. And feeling into the heart space or the belly. And asking yourself this question from the heart, not the mind, as best you can. Just notice what it is that life is asking you to live. So instead of my will, it's thy will. Just allowing this to percolate. It doesn't need to be answered right now. Or the answer might come in a way that the mind doesn't understand. And noting any intention you might have for this practice or the rest of this time we have together. Does this intention feel right? And connecting with the feeling of well-being whether it's through the inner resource via memory or imagination. Maybe it's the felt sense, this vibratory presence of being. How would you guide yourself into this inner resource? And getting really curious about how this feels, the felt sense of it in the body, well-being, or just being. And opening to all sensations that are here right now. Not trying to make anything happen, just noticing the truth of maybe noticing one sensation that's really asking for your attention, or maybe it's one part lights up and then fades, and another part lights up and fades. And noticing sensations of breath and energy that might be here. Any moods or emotional tones. Just acknowledging the thoughts, images, beliefs that might come forward. Notice how you don't control these. They show up on their own time. And noticing if out of all of this, the sensations, breath and energy, emotions, cognitions, and maybe even just the well-being that might be here. Can you feel yourself as this witness to one of these particular guests? Witness, subject, observing the object. Felt sense of witness as best you can. The witness opening to witnessing, opening to all perceptions flowing in. It's more open. Still a sense of subject, but a wider view of all the objects. This witnessing presence. An opening to this presence of being. This felt sense, aliveness, sort of vibratory, sparkly aspect of being. That perhaps effervesces out beyond the body. Felt sense of being. just this. And notice if you are aware of this presence of being. Awareness, aware of itself. What does this awareness feel like? And can you abide as awareness, as this that is transparent, unconditioned, its essential nature? And if this feels confusing or ungrounding, just not available, you could step back into feeling this presence of aliveness humming along within. You could connect with the well-being of the inner resource. Noticing moments when awareness is aware of itself. Moments where you're resting as awareness. And perhaps moments when sense of self dissolves for a moment. And then sense of self appears. Just this open, spacious awareness. Unchanged, untouched by what moves through. And in order for awareness to experience itself, for essential nature to experience itself, it's like now we're at the top of the map, and now we're walking back down. Imagining if it helps, like each kosha, like a layer of clothing, of fabric that is being gently laid upon this transparent awareness. And there might be stepping into this, back into this kosha of joy that sometimes feel dependent upon circumstances, and moments of joy that are independent, uncaused. And stepping back into the layer of the mind, just gently laying that on. So awareness is very subtly becoming more solid. This mind and personality, so helpful if we need to remember things, plan things. Each personality is a different flavor of this essential nature of awareness. And then lightly laying on the layer, like the veil or fabric of emotions. Emotions bringing us important information. Also, emotions pointing us back home. Each emotion, comfortable, uncomfortable, arising out of or as an expression of awareness. Laying on the layer of breath and energy. And then finally, stepping into the kosha, the physical body, the most solid, kind of like a suit that awareness is wearing so it can experience the world. So we're grounding back into life as both this personal aspect and the impersonal. Do you feel the paradox of what we are? We're all of this. So easy to get caught up in one or the other. But it's both. The sense of an interconnectedness with all aspects of ourself. Interconnected with all of life. And now reflect back upon all that you've learned in this training, the people that you've met, reflecting back on an intention that you might have had at the very beginning, our first evening together. And with all of this, now, how would you like to take these teachings into your life, personal? Might see this, how your life is as you live these teachings, how it feels. And how might you want to share these teachings with the world? Maybe you see yourself teaching in some way. Maybe you share these teachings with the world by deepening your own practice and living from there. A shining light. And you might take a moment to write down any of these reflections, any of these intentions. You could feel free to open the eyes and write something down if that helps you. And as we move back into the rest of our time together here, can you keep reflecting back and feeling yourself as all of this, the personal and the impersonal? And when you're ready, find your own ritual for coming back to wakefulness, to being present. And then we'll come back together as the group.